Ready? Take a big breath. So, given our time, what I think what I'd like to do is, rather than move right into the swish, like, would be to explore, play around with anchoring. It'll give you a change of pace too. How many of you remember the very first weekend of training when you learned anchor integration? Don't remember that process? Anchor integration. Will you help me for a moment? So anchor integration was one where you can take a problem context and find some positive resource that you want, anchor them together so that that resource is neurologically bound to it. You can even be something positive. So if I say, what's something you do pretty well that you'd like to be even better at? Getting what?
Delegating stuff to people.
Delegating.
Yeah.
Okay. You can delegate okay now.
Yeah, but I would like to get.
So if you think about delegating now, the time you did it, go ahead and take a moment with that. Got it? What would have made it even better if it was an inner way of being for you, a resource, some inner quality that you could have done that would have made it even better? Like a state
assertive.
Of mind. Be more assertive?
Assertive?
What do you mean by assertive? That's a meta model question, because assertive is a nominalized word.
Being very direct and giving very specific
being more
instruction.
Direct. So, okay. So, let's think about it. Think about that context now of delegating.
Mm-hmm.
Got it? Not being direct, but just the way you did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you did it well, but you could have been even better at it. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
There it is. Then let that go. Then I want to test it. It pops back in, all right? That's
mm-hmm.
the state. Okay, so I got the anchor. Now I want to say, so you've been direct in your life, have you not?
Mm-hmm.
So what's it like when you're really direct and you're feeling good about it? Find a good example of that.
When I'm good?
Mm-hmm. When you're very direct and it works for you. If you do it with somebody in your family or a friend
mm-hmm.
or... But find a specific time when you've been really direct and it feels good. And you've been really clear.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, got that? Put
mm-hmm.
yourself in there and do that. Notice how your body feels. That's right, just like that. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm anchoring that, then let go. Now I'm going to test that anchor. And there it is.
Mm-hmm.
Can you all see her shift? So, little muscle shifts here, color change here, eyes. Different lactation.
Mm-hmm.
So take this resource, this being direct, into this context. Imagine
mm-hmm.
doing this with your person you're delegating to at work.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good that feels.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the next time you're going to be delegating, you probably do it all the time, right?
Yeah. Most of the time my work is...
Next week there's a time?
Yep.
So put yourself there. I'm going to anchor this. Just be very direct. Notice how good it feels and how clear you are. Thank you.
Thank you.
So that's anchor integration. Do y'all remember that? Have some of you done that one? I mean, it's really an all-purpose one. You can deal with all kinds of stuff with that. So the way I did it was with kinesthetic anchors. But if we're workmates, or, you know, I'm your supervisor or something, it's probably going to be weird if I start anchoring things like that, right? But so... I can do it also with other things, like gestures, with movements, with shifts in my voice. So come up back. If you don't mind, let me demonstrate it. And so tell me, so you do this kind of delegation, right? And there are times when, even though you do it well, it's not just 100% like you'd like it, right? So think about that. What's that like for you? Think about a recent time when you've delegated, maybe even did it well, but it could have been a whole lot better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how am I anchoring? This way, right? And notice it's not the way I go around talking all the time. But I'm doing it so I can be fairly systematic with it. You know what it's like to delegate.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, do one more time. Think of the person you delegated with. See if we can get somewhere that's useful for you. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what would have made it even better for you? Just delegating.
Delegating?
Uh-huh.
Just be direct and giving them instructions. Ah.
So what's it like when you're really direct? In the way that you want to be direct?
I feel grounded.
Okay,
feel
so what's
strong.
It like to... Ah, so you're grounded, you're strong. How does that feel to be strong? You really look good when you do that.
Yeah.
I believe
feel
that.
Strong. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
Because I'm not feeling like I'm asking them. It's like...
It's coming from your power rather than...
Power in the sense it's something we need to do.
Mm-hmm. So what's that feel like?
It's feeling strong.
You know what that's like. So if you had that in this context, how will that be for you?
Very good.
Hey, good job. I could have future paced it too. But so I got these anchors, right? Yes.
I would like to ask if it felt the same, as strong as the kinesthetic anchor, or is it different?
I feel this good.
Is this even better?
I think it was even better because I had to do more work. Mm-hmm. So I'm not just relying on the anchor. I'm going, you're really, you know. So, by the way, the best tool you've got is your own body, your own attitude, the way you're doing things. So remember when I said if I went and said, can I try something with you? I wouldn't have gotten that response. But she said, well, I feel strong. I go, strong. So I want to do what she's doing. The more I can do what she's doing, the better it's going to be. Does that make sense? So what I'm going to ask you to do is explore this process. Practice getting some anchors just visually and testing it. And the best answer is going to be the physiology shifts that you see with the person. What did you notice about, what did you notice? Here. She smiled. And what else changed? How many of you saw the posture change? How many of you saw the breathing shift? How many of you saw her chin drop? And you look powerful. So if you're direct. Yeah. But I want to do it with her. We've got this whole thing with rapport and pacing and leading and matching. So I want to join that space. I want to be like whatever I think she's talking about. This could be a lot easier for her. So I stand here and go, Sasan, what do you think? It's I see you looking very powerful. Probably isn't going to have the same impact. If I could do it with her, I'm going to help drive it, and I can drive it more. And I can keep, notice I didn't say it once. I just didn't say, take this, you know, find a time you did that and anchor it. I kept saying, so what's it like for you? How do you feel? You know, that looks really good. You look great. You know, those things, because they were genuine. So I think that makes it all work pretty well. Yeah?
When you were doing the two anchors, I thought and I was hoping for the integration you were going to bring your hands together. And I was just curious, did you not do that on purpose?
Well, there's no reason to do that. I could do that, but that doesn't necessarily make any difference. What makes a difference is that you fire anchors at the same time. Okay. Maybe I start with this one. So I say, take this resource into that place. You always want to start with the resource. But that is integration. Bringing the hands together would be, it may even kind of break it up a little bit because these are the anchors I got. I didn't get this as an anchor, having them together.
Actually, there was a person who did that to me. So here's your problem and here's your solution to that problem. And he did like that and suddenly it fired off in me.
Well, and if you set it up that way, you might get something with that. But I didn't do that, so... I did this and then that. So all you want to do is fire them both off at the same time. Yes?
Can you do this in public speaking if you want to make a point?
Absolutely.
Do the whole crowd?
I do it all the time. So you can. So can you all remember when you had this kind of experience? What that's like for you? Do you all remember a time when, how many of you have had some aha in here, I hope, at some point? Do you remember that time? What's it like when you suddenly learn something and become aware of it? That aha moment. What was it for you? If I asked you to share that with somebody in just a moment, what would you tell them? When you had that moment of, oh, I get that. So I can, I keep building on this anchor, right? So these aha moments are important to learning, aren't they? Don't you feel good about yourself when you've had one? It's like you get the insight or the learning or the new meaning, and it's like, that is cool, I get it. And it's also proof that you can learn something, right? So, anyway. But if I come back to the space, there it is. So, public speaking, right? And then I can say, And I'll bet there are a lot of places where you'd like to have that and it's not there. Where you don't get those insights, where you don't get that. And probably if you took a second, you could start to think of at least one of those times. What's it like when you're just feeling like you're not quite getting it? That slows your learning down, right? At least it does for me. You've sat there and thought, well, God, it seems like everybody else gets it and I don't. Wouldn't it be cool if you had, you could draw in all these wonderful ways of knowing what you know and bring it here? So you can do it as a group. Do it in a presentation, a sales presentation. You can do it in a therapy situation. You can do a couples. Yeah.
You were really angry with your hands. You're
you're
entering auditorily at the same time. Mm-hmm.
Well, these are going to have different voices too.
Right.
Yes.
Because if I use the same voice, it's going to be weird. So, remember what it's like when you really learn something? Remember what it's like when you really couldn't learn anything? So, yeah, it's going to be more. It's going to be. That's why, you know, I always get the question. I was just training in Japan a couple of weeks ago, and somebody, I anchored something, and you know, there was a problem, quote, and then I anchored the resource in about the same place, and the person said, well, you just touched the same space. That's not going to work, is it? Because they'd learned that. In fact, they'd learned they had to anchor along the anchor on the knuckles. Because those were really discrete places, and I said, well, an anchor isn't just the touch; it's going to be your tonality, the way you're talking, the look on your face. And so, if I'm saying, you know, to you, and I say, yeah, good in your strength, it's my body, it's my voice, it's where I'm standing, all those things. So I did moving in space, I did my hands, all of that stuff, and you can do a lot of good in the world with this. So I'm going to ask you to get with in groups of three. Would you two help me? Just a sec, one more time. So we'll be in a group of three, and I get to be witness, and then you would be anchoring you, so with a gesture. And my job is to help verify it. So first you anchor the context really well, and then you break state and fire it off and make sure that you can see it and I can verify it. So if I say, I'll say, I think you got it, or I don't know, try anchoring it again. Or I might give you some coaching. I might say, you know, when you're talking about being enthusiastic, kind of go like that. Or, you know, you talk about being curious, you know, do that. So do something with your body to push this. So I might give her some coaching too. And then she'd anchor it and she'd verify it. Then she'd anchor the other one and verify it. Then you'd say, take the resource into that. Remember, always go resource into that. Okie doke. And then we'll round robin it. So my job as an observer is to help verify or to coach if I see something that I think is going to be useful to the guide here. Suggest that you do this with your body or, you know, slow your voice down. What's it like? And I might even say something like, so what it's like for you when you're enthusiastic? How do you look? How do you move? So I can help her get there. Because your tool, your best tool, again, is always going to be your body in eliciting states or helping people. When I say your body, I mean your tonality and the way you're moving, and you want to actually mirror or promote whatever it is that you're wanting.
Did you ever see yourself on video early on to get a better sense for that? Self-awareness?
More often than I wanted to.
Right. So that would be
I'd watch myself and go, no! But that's a great way to learn things.
And how you're coming across and stuff.
Yeah, in trainer's training, that's a lot of what we do. I think it's really helpful to do that. A lot of times you do things you're not even aware of. You know, you make a face or you do something you're not aware of. So thank you both. So you get the idea of what we're doing? So make it fun. Don't worry about being perfect with it the first time. But remember the structure of this is, find a context where you'd like to be more effective, and it can be a positive one. It doesn't need to be a problem. Find something you do well and want to do even better at, just like I do. And anchor it, verify the anchor, make sure you got it. And if you could, the more you can do this kind of thing, the more you're being command of your own communications and the way you can be useful to other people and all of that stuff. So find two partners, do it in threes, and we'll take about 7 or 8 minutes each, and we'll do a check-in.